Welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. I'm your host, Conrad Cushman, being joined tonight by the man in black. He is the icon. He is the coach. The man they call Derek.
Yo, yo, yo.
We are here to review AEW Dynamite for February 7th, 2024. Today is a good day. We are going to get into little Fight Forever Season 3 DLC was announced. Smart timing, trying to get that out real quick before that WWE 2K14 comes out.
Yes, Sirski.
I feel you. I understand what you're trying to do here. going to need some more information, though. Right. We still got to work on how we present information. We're going to talk about that, though. I thought tonight was a great bounce back, rebound episode.
Yes.
For Dynamite. Yes. This is what I'm talking about. This is what we needed.
I can concur.
Love it. We're going to get into all that and more. So sit back, relax, grab yourself a nice cup of beverage, and we're going to get into a little AEW. Let's go. Everything pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinion and the lesson. Yes, everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is a wonderful day.
CJ, it's your birthday.
Gotta start having planned segments on the show. Yes, yes, it is my birthday. It is my birthday. I do appreciate the love being shown. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. And we're going to start with those people first, at least the super chats, because I got to give you guys something here, you know, help a brother out. E with the $10 saying, happy birthday, bro. Thank you, E. Welcome, E. E, I have not listened to the last few messages back and forth between us. I was preoccupied. Also, Rob's in the house. Rob sent this to me right as I was insulting him, so I do apologize in a joking way. And yes, much apologies to my guy Rob. Thank you. Thank you. We did save you a piece of sub platter. It's your subs in the refrigerator. Hopefully no one in the chat gets to it before you.
Nice and cold.
A nice cold one.
What?
BJ in the house. He says, happy birthday, Conrad. Blessed to have our paths crossed in this journey of life. Thank you for all that you do and being an amazing person you are. EPW, EPW, EPW. Hashtag the real Pizza Hut experience. I don't know if you saw, but your boys at WWE for the kickoff tomorrow are going to be doing that. They're going to be sponsored by Pizza Hut. You may want to have a word with your friends. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It ain't me. I'm just letting you know. They stole your gimmick, Beach. Wasn't me. Wasn't me. I wish this Batman shirt would come through all the way. And there's just like a smidge of like yellowish, like green, and it doesn't want to. But this is a dope Batman shirt. It's a throwback one. I like this a lot. My guy Hubs. And speaking of the kickoff show, you're getting some free promotion out of this. Tomorrow, 9:05, after the kickoff for WrestleMania XL, that's 40 in Roman numerals. I'm going to be on Sean Hubbard's channel with him. I am praying that something goes right because Jesse from the Pro Wrestling Shoot is also going to be on there. And I have big fears of if they don't put Cody in this match, how angry this man is going to be. Right. I don't know what else to do when it comes to that.
Yeah, so, although yeah. I definitely think something else is going to happen, and I think it's being foreshadowed.
I hope so. I hope they got a plan.
I think
because if they don't, it's going to be mayhem on Hubbard Wrestling Weekly tomorrow. Be there, 9:05. Subscribe to the channel right now.
Although people will not like my take on it, so I stay quiet.
Boo this man. Boo this man. Boo this man. All right. Let me go back to the top. And we got to get everyone else who is in here, man. Thank you guys for the birthday love, though. I do appreciate it. I do appreciate it. Thank you. Get this guy something tonight. Terrell 317. Terrell, thank you, brother. Thank you. He said, I'm glad it's going to be a triple threat for the main event at Revolution. We're going to talk about that because we got interesting thoughts on that one. Whose house? Swerve's house. We're going to get into that. Eric Douglas knows. She's coming. Don't even keep it appropriate. I don't even know what you're about to say, but it looks bad. It looks bad. My guy, Sir Quills, is in the chat. What's good, Sean? Quills says, Conrad, Derek, what up, chat? Your boy, Sir Quills, is back yet again to enjoy another dope AEW Dynamite review. And that Tony Khan big announcement was not that as usual, just another show name for Dynamite. Oh, Quills, it means something. We're going to explain what it means. So that is going to definitely come back. But that could mean something of high significance, if you know what I mean, for sure. Clown, what is good? Clown says that was an amazing double turn. It was. Thirsty. It was. I'm looking forward to that. People are talking about it could be Okada. Knock it off. Knock it off. Hashtag save Ricky Starks. Save him from what? From what? You know?
We definitely could.
For real. Sean Hubbard, Hubbard Wrestling Weekly. Blessings up to Brother Conrad and my guy Derek. Swerve on his way to Revolution. Thumbs up. So is Hangman. Thumbs down. No. This is the right call. I'm going to tell you why. Happy WrestleMania season, everyone. It is true when it's wrestling time.
My guy hugs.
DJB Tazzy in the party. I can't do it like him. I don't know if I can yell like him. But it's an EPW party, baby. What's going on, Conrad, Derek, my two favorite people, and happy birthday, Conrad.
What up, Tazzy?
Tazzy, thank you, good sir. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Hub says, also, more importantly, happy born day, my brother. I've been shouting you out all day on social media. Proud to call you a bro, Conrad. God bless. More life. Thank you, sir. I did see your tweet. I'm going to like that and show that some love as soon as I get on social media again.
That's professional.
That is very professional. Salute, Hubbard. She is coming. It's really happening. Oh, it's happening. It's happening.
It's happening.
Pro Wrestling Shoot says, happy birthday, Kyra. Appreciate you. My man Dougie Fresh in the chat. Girls to girls, they love me. Fresh to death like Dougie. Appreciate you, Doug, giving me the birthday shout out. Deanna with the birthday shout out. Happy birthday, Kyra. Thank you, Deanna. Thank you. Thank you. I'm an old man now these days. When I started this journey, I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
Hard to believe.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where time has went, but now I'm the old dude ranting, yelling at the screen. Matt Lopez says, good evening. I like that he puts that as the sign now. Mr. Burns, good evening, everyone. Happy birthday, Karen. Hope you had a great day and hope everyone did as well. I did have a good day.
Mr. Burns.
Renegade L2K, Derek with the subliminal shots in the background like it's 05 hip-hop. Happy birthday, Kyra. Please explain why Swerve and Hangman went down tonight. He's 2-0. Doesn't make sense for a number one contenders match. Oh, but it will, my friend. Remember, when do the records reset? At the beginning of the year in AEW. Technically, he hasn't beaten him this year. Womp womp. I know you may not want to hear that, but that's what it's always been. This is one of the best Dynamite in weeks. I agree. Try months.
Dang.
Deanna, we got to worry about TNA, man. Scott D'Amore gone? Why? What happened? Major announcement, big business. No. I like it. Tonight felt like AEW again. I agree with that. And Tony Khan needs to stop talking to dirt sheets. It's rather obvious Boston means Monet and Okada. Tony Khan didn't tell anybody anything. I think it's his people might be speculating, guessing. We'll get into it, I promise. 2K about to take everybody money. Same gameplay and controls likely, but all the little acky retro stuff to sweeten the pot. keep making it happen. John G, happy birthday, Kyron. Thank you. Ace, modding it up in the chat. Happy birthday, my brother. Thank you. I know E's in the chat. I'm going to take back that championship that we got here. And yeah, make myself the champion again. And I want Sting's boys to beat the hell out of the Bucks. Don't we all? Don't we all? I love this show. It was a great mess. My only criticism is if she doesn't show, you know, dang on well, we getting a Hogan turning heel to join NWO type heat. She's showing up. She's showing up. I believe it. I will be watching Hub stream to watch him rant if they don't fix this. You're going to be watching Hub and Jesse rant, bro. I'm going to just be sitting there. That's it. That's all you see me doing. I don't know what to say. Dynamite tonight was a great show. Pizza Hut has a couple retro restaurants. That's cool. Just bring back the Bigfoot pizza. Me and Tony Atlas will buy it. Y'all going to get me in trouble tonight. Why am I reading this? Why? Look at how BJ wrote Boston. Money rainmaker? No, Khan overpaying for people he will hardly use. I don't know. Boston, here we come. Eric said, happy birthday from my friend Conrad. Sorry, I can't send no money. You don't have to send money, brother.
Ain't about the money.
Not about the money. You tell a friend. That's good enough for me. Help. We're on the road to 2K. Let's get to 2K. You know?
2K.
Stop doing that. Now I'm going to start doing all these crazy voices. How long before WWE Twitter, Reddit start calling Sasha Mid again? I give it about 5 weeks. 5 weeks. Is there money coming to Boston? I think so. Oh, and a chance of rain. Interesting.
Mega.
Nick Hausman claims Scott D'Amore is in a Vince situation because of that ref kid. I didn't read all of his article. I saw he did post it. I got it bookmarked to take a look at. Yep, that Mercedes. Yes, yes. Yeah, I did see that too. Look at Doug trying to get that belt. Not yet, sir. Time limit. You gotta wait. But I don't tell you guys how long it is. No, I'm kidding. E promoting the Discord, guys. If you like Discord, come in there. I post the shorts, the video games. We're gonna talk Fight Forever. I had a short on that earlier today. Yeah. It's going to be good stuff, man. Come on in there, though. Me, E, Jocelyn. There's a bunch of homies in there from here. Guy Will Gamble's in there. Come into the Discord, man. Discord's fun. Do a lot of stuff in there. We got a chat in there, too. If people want to talk it up during the shows and stuff, let me know. I'll start setting up stuff. And if you guys have ideas and know how to use it better than me, help a brother out. I'll take any ideas and information you guys got. Big business equals Paul White, baby. Y'all trying to make this man Derek upset.
It better not be.
Well, sorry, Derek. It's just been far too long.
It's been so peaceful.
Tony Atlas line, Ebro, yo, wildin', man, wildin'. It's been a wild first 2 months of pro wrestling. I was like, bro, it is the first week in February, and we got news coming out the wazoo. Yeah. What up? And happy birthday. Thank you, Cray. I appreciate that. Appreciate that. Well, it's your birthday. Terrell said, no, the real story is that Scott D'Amore was replaced by Anthem due to creative changes. There is no allegations against Scott. That's false. Anthem is making creative changes. I know they said that, but they also said he stepped down today, and someone said that wasn't true. I don't know what to believe at this point, man. I don't know what to do.
You can't believe it.
Pro Wrestling Shoot, what are you guys doing to me here? All right, $20. You deserve the world, my dude. Words can't describe how much I enjoy our wrestling discussions and just having great conversations in general. Happy birthday. Our conversations do get wild sometimes. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie. Life, all that. No, I appreciate you guys at the Pro Wrestling Shoot, man. If you guys aren't over there every Tuesday, they talk WWE 2K. That looks like that's going to be the primary focus of their channel, but they mix in some wrestling talk in there too. You guys are going to want to go over there. Get them to 10K. I'm telling you, I'm making the bold prediction right now on my birthday. The Pro Wrestling Shoot is going to be a 2K next maker by the time 2K25 comes out. You heard it, right? Bold prediction. Calling it right now.
Timestamp.
Timestamp. Wow. sidestep, bow. That's how it's going down.
Euro.
Travel. Only 20 cheap. $20 Stone Cold. Hey, we ain't getting into that now. Kyrie, you forgot to do the choke slam gesture. Well, I guess that means I gotta do it one more time for Derek. Is it fair?
Well,
what are Paul White's doing these days?
Being a big slouch.
Yeah. Don't be mean. Where you at, James? Gonna send him a peeled potato. Peeled potato, banana, onion. Gotta beat the system, man. That's an insider joke all the way. Double Paul White's. It's everyone's birthday today. Of course. And I do appreciate all of you guys. Dead serious. Like, all love, man. Thank you, guys. Without you guys, I wouldn't be close to 2K. I'm going to get there. I'm working on it. I'm trying. All right? We're going to make some moves happen. We're doing our best here. Let's talk some pro wrestling. And if we didn't talk it, yo, my guy Brian Keith got signed.
Nice.
Good for him. Get the Bounty Hunter signed. This is what I'm talking about. Get Tony Khan, get that still tipping, bro.
Yeah.
Still tipping on full foes.
Definitely try to bag that in the next couple months.
He's paid for it before, but that might be a per use. They might be like, Ruckus, can't afford no Mike Jones, bro. We're going to need you to come out of retirement here. Need you to come up with some beats.
Right.
But holler at TZ or Rich Ladder to hook that joint up.
Right, yeah.
On the real. But, you know, congratulations to Brian Keith. Dude definitely deserves to be signed. If you guys haven't, definitely check out me and Sean. We got a lot happening. We do talk a lot of WWE on the other side of things. And yeah, this week's topic was, what did WWE do? They made a lot of people mad. So that's the topics going on Clash of the Podcast. WrestleMania season, we got this. We on one. We got next.
Do the people really deserve to be mad?
Because
I don't think they do.
Derek, we're going to save that conversation, I think, for a little afterwards here. I get why Cody fans are mad. I think I can balance it out enough, but other people,
I don't get it.
We know you hate Cody. I don't get it. We know. Don't let your bias creep into this.
It's not bias, bro. I'm telling you, the whole.
So you're gonna be sitting here cheering for that Rock main event?
Absolutely.
Well, you wanted that match, though.
I've been called that match before. Cody even decided to come back.
It's going to be interesting, bro. There's going to be some people mad. That's all I'm going to say. Unless they can find a way to make all parties happy, which I don't know if they can.
They deserve to be happy.
Well, you can't make everybody happy.
There you go.
That's business. 18 in, but 14 likes right now. Let's like this share up. I'm going to just say share like you did. I felt like that was supposed to be another word. However, come March 17th, it's going to be a party here in the Big Apple. Let's go. Bounty Hunter Brian Keith is all elite. Let's go. Why Stardom fire old dude? Old dude was working against them, kind of. Rossi. So, yeah, that's in the headlines, too. Rossi from Stardom. We kind of quickly mentioned it. Listen, there's so much wrestling news. Like, we're not even talking any of the McMahon lawsuits. I don't want to get into any of that. People are coming out with statements. They don't even deserve to have their names read. But I will say justice for Ashley Massaro. So, yeah. Other than that, I'm not saying anything else because the other people don't deserve to have their names said. And I'm going to leave that where it is.
Right.
Yeah, Stardom fired the old dude. It sounds like he's starting up a wrestling company, too. And a lot of the people are loyal to him. Mm. So, we'll see.
That starts a lot.
I'll say this. If I'm WWE or AEW, I'm scooping up Scott D'Amore for something. I think AEW needs him more. Let him run Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
Give him the talent. Let him work with him.
Something. Let him do something. Because Ring of Honor needs something to help them move.
And it'll help attract over the TNA talents that were loyal to him.
Yep.
Tony, don't say I didn't give you good ideas, bro. Pass that along. I'm with Derek. I'm not mad. Brian Keith is a great signing. Love it. Part-time versus retiree for a title. Here y'all go. MSG, Cody, Roman, I'm happy. They should do SummerSlam and MSG. They haven't announced any of the places yet either for anything. Papa H couldn't do anything about it. I don't know who knew what. I can't get into that anymore. We don't know. You want to talk about it? That's going to be the only conversation more than likely for tomorrow from that press conference. Help me. Please let them do the right thing. Because them two will be mad on Hubbard Wrestling Weekly tomorrow.
So. They did the right thing.
Here you go. Stop it.
They did the right
thing. Stop it.
I still want people to explain.
We got another super chat coming in. Best night of super chats in history. Renegade L2K. I'm cherishing this 20 right here. thanks for your advice. All the review shows, the entertainment especially. Enjoy this. Get yourself that Drew CM Punk shirt. You know, I need that CM Punk. Need that CM Punk shirt. Don't forget to check out the Nightbot with all the socials. Thank you guys for that. Subscribe to all of them if you haven't. Let us know. Where's the extra penny, you cheap? Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Going in, these guys. Got to watch your taxes out here, all right? Opening match tonight. I dare I say maybe match of the night.
I think it's my match of the night.
Hangman Page. As much as I do not like this man, and I don't like him because of CM Punk reasons, I'm not going to lie. And he does other things that irritate me sometimes.
I care not to like this guy.
They crushed.
They did.
These two have chemistry. I don't care what anybody says. The chemistry is there with them. Yeah. I don't know what it is. It works.
It does. It's almost like having
Triple H and Rock.
Yes,
that's a great chemistry. I'm trying to think of who else had great chemistry. Okay. Well, I'm trying to think of people I can mention. Hold on here.
I mean, you say like the Lucha Bros and
Young Bucks.
Yeah.
Great chem. Just. You know where they're going to be. They're in the spot. It happens. It works every single time. And they crushed it tonight. I have nothing bad to say. This was a great back and forth match. Yes. A lot of people thought the Hangman turned.
Yeah.
He turned.
It definitely looked like he did.
Sicko mode. It's that mustache, bro. That mustache takes over the brain. And then all of a sudden, this is like The Last of Us. That mustache... with the pancake powder takes over the brain, and then he's like, I'm gonna be a bad guy from now on. Right. And Nana's dance is making Swerve a baby face,
right? Dang, dude, honestly, if you really think about it, dare I say you have Swerve lose his mind after the match of Revolution?
He could.
Only reason why I say that is because how his facial expressions were looking when he was on the mic.
I thought Swerve did great here. So basically, this match went back and forth. They beat each other down. Not as brutal as like the other matches. And it wasn't the match that you saw at WrestleDream either. This was like, you know each other. We know what each other's going to do. And we are countering with each other's moves now at this point. Right. He was hitting buck shots. Hangman was just doing whatever, pile driving, DDTing people everywhere on the barricades. Well done by everybody here.
We had a I am the table moment.
I am the table. Somebody rolled onto Hangman, rolled onto the table and it just broke. I love it. It was great. You need them old school 80s tables, yes. Them bingo. Catholic school tables. That's what you need. That's where the magic happens.
Yes. They're the hardest tables in the world.
We know. We move them. A lot of them.
A ton.
Then, so it was great, though, how they set this up. We get to the point to where it looks like it's over. We get that final pinfall from Swerve. He's got him. One, two, ding, 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 ding. And I called it before because I was like, yo, they haven't been saying any time limits. Now, I don't, do you guys like it better when they announce the time limits and then that happens? But that's kind of like giving it away. Like, what's the time to grind it down?
I think for this kind of match, you don't announce the time. I think you just jump right into it because then you're not giving us the
But see, that lets the wrestlers put urgency on, though, too, to get people to anticipate. And then sometimes you end the match to have, there's only 30 seconds left. 1, 2, 3, he got him with 30 seconds left.
Right. Yeah. I think when you have the match start, you don't announce it because it puts us on edge. Like, wait a minute. Did they give us a time frame?
And I told everybody this from the beginning. This match had to be a triple threat match, I feel. Because you don't want, I'm giving away my picks early for Revolution. Sorry. You don't want Samoa Joe to beat Swerve. Hangman Page is angry. I don't know if he's fully turned yet, but he has a reason to be angry, and so does Joe. If Joe's going to win, Hangman's going to be the person to lose.
Yes.
I don't see Hangman becoming champion right now. It's just not his time. But then this gives Swerve a reason to claw back, and that's when I think you make him the babyface. The na-na dance is over. You don't have to do all of that and try to remix this to make him a heel. Let Nana come out. Let Nana do his thing. Derek doing the dance for those on audio. Inappropriate. Yes. So they have this in the bag, and you have a baby face here. I actually thought the Mogul Embassy was going to come out and disrespect Swerve because Swerve said he didn't want them to come out on Collision. He cut a great promo, actually. Collision was really good this week, by the way. And he came out, and I was just like, oh, they didn't add to that story yet. So maybe there's something there, maybe not, but Joe cuts an angry promo after. He was like, no, I'm happy. Tony Schiavone announces it's a triple threat. No, I'm happy it's a triple threat. And he lost it. Samoa Joe might be one of the best promo guys in the company right now.
Without a doubt.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
Shadow.
Is that the Batman 66 logo? Yes, sir. It won't let me, LOL. Apple, I guess. Damn, Apple. Derek, it should have been Cody versus Rock. Or a triple threat, not having Cody in the main event disrespects the Royal Rumble and the 29. But my question is, so it depends on what they knew when they knew it with that. Like, why would you book it? If he signed January 3rd and he was going to be in, why did you book it? Or did you guys panic at the last minute during that Royal Rumble weekend and then we're like, I need him?
Yeah.
Something happened. I don't know what. No, Kyrat needs the CM Punk figure with Larry. I'm not getting beat up. You saw that commercial today? CM Punk had dude on the table like, put my dog in.
Yeah, I saw.
Let me see. I told you I'm standing on business. Mercedes, All Elite. This is a fire opening match. People loved it. Mike in the house. Mike, what's good, brother?
What's up?
Appreciate you. Swerve was robbed by the blonde Razor Ramon mustache. Hey, yo. A time limit draw was the right choice. But I know the story. Chair Relax says match of the night. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Whose house? Swerve Strickland does it again. Another match banger. Swerve will be the champion before All In.
Yes.
I'm calling it. Hangman rocking that Jake the Snake mustache.
Hell Caesar. Cheryl. I'm ripping off Rick Rude's tights.
Jake was a wild boy back in the day. Swerve versus Hangman, clearly match of the night, but ending in a time limit draw like MJF and Adam Cole really wasn't my taste, but it's a WCW Saturday night match, Quills. They had to do that. They needed their get out of jail free card to make it a triple threat because you just implemented the rankings back.
Yeah.
Why would it? That's the weird thing with rankings. I was like, then why would triple threats and fatal four ways ever occur? I'm going to say I don't think these rankings last over 2 years.
No.
I just don't see them working. They're going to do something that's going to confuse people eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're talking about Cody. I need to finish the story. Popped up. Cody popped up his arm. I broke the old man. Drew made the shirt on Raw. They might do a triple threat with the. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't right now. I'm waiting for tomorrow. That's all I can say with that. E said King's Road style. They did have some good ones. Running a show next week, B-Day next Wednesday? Yes. Mrs. Cushman waiting for them roses and chocolates, the whole thing. It's all good, baby. I only need 2 minutes. That's it. That's all I need. I'm wilding. No, she'll get all her beautiful what do they call those things? What's the word? Like gifts, I guess. We'll hook her up with something.
Yeah.
Maybe some Reese cups. Actually, I hope I get that. Rocky sucks. Samoa Joe for life. Do you take the title off Joe this early? I don't think so. I wouldn't.
No.
Too early for Joe to lose the title. Joe needs to carry this title through at least the summer to be considered an actual reign. I feel like Joe can carry it until May. May is fine because then he was champion for 5 months. That's half a year almost.
Yeah.
He'll be fine. If anything, Joe will lose when Cole is ready to go. I don't think Cole and them are getting this belt. I really don't. My problem with the match was at the end, the referee's going to add to Swerve's body off of Hangman and never count it. Yeah, yeah, I said the same thing. I was like, count that. But, you know, he was like, you're messing up, bro. Joe should be champ till at least Wembley. I don't think he's going to make it that far. The wife and the daughter says, happy birthday. They're sitting next to me. Tell them why. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. All love, man. Thank you for letting me borrow your husband and all the time, especially to the wife, because I know I bugged the hell out of Jesse to get him on the show. Damn. Connor said, what up, Conrad Derek? What's up, good, Connor? 2 minute warning for Mrs. Cushman, that Eric Bischoff reference. Did somebody say 2 minutes?
Hurry up, offense.
Here you go. That Tom Brady BS. Your boy Bill going to the Falcons. They signed him yet?
Nah, he turned it down.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Probably going to retire, bro.
Oh, about time. Hey. Go back to the Browns.
Hey, they could use them.
They could. I think they signed a new coach, though. AEW Women's Championship Eliminator match. Red Velvet versus Timeless. Toni Storm. The lovely Deonna Purrazzo was on commentary. I am loving this. Can I say this? Luther and Mariah May tonight definitely like were my focus points. And I was like, Luther is so good at this. This role is 30 times better than what Luther was doing before. Yes. Luther should be the man of 1,000 faces for AEW.
He should be. He really should be.
He can do the screaming character. He can do this. He can be your butler. Luther should be getting paid. And I think he should be teaching wrestlers how to play their role. Honestly.
Agreed.
He's really good. And Mariah May, I don't know. There's just something about her. I want to boo her. I don't know why.
She's doing her thing.
She is. She's really good.
She's doing her thing.
Timeless Toni Storm and Red Velvet had an excellent match. I was shocked.
Yes.
Shocked that Toni Storm wins with an ankle lock.
Yes. Not. I don't think. Has she ever done an ankle lock? I've never seen one before.
She was watching them Kurt Angle tapes this week because she locked that bad boy in on Red Velvet. Red Velvet had nowhere to go but to tap. And luckily, it wasn't the Ken Shamrock joint.
Where is she?
Wildin', bro.
What?
Freaking Toni Storm gets the win. They're on a collision path with her and Deonna. They were kind of pushing and shoving, but like I said, we're getting there. We're getting there. I think that's going to be a fine match for Revolution. I cannot wait.
I think that will be a timeless.
Get this guy out of here. Get this pun man out of here. Yo, big pun, yo. Yo, you know he died today? I always remembered on my 13th birthday, I was getting the cake in 2000.
Oh, shoot.
And I remember coming home and I heard it on the radio. Sad memory that I think about that. Like, I remember having the cake on my lap. It was like, Big Pun has passed away. And I was like, oh, man. And I always remember that.
Damn. Shout out to Big Pun.
Shout out to Big Pun. Then I don't know. Big Pun also. I got some bad things about him, too. But
true.
Take the good with the bad. RIP Big Pun for hip-hop. All right. Connor says, I forgot today was your birthday, Connor. I was going to send you a message on Instagram. You can send me a message right here, Connor. It's all good.
In the hood?
Bill going to pull a Nick Saban and retire? He's going to be MIA like Nick Saban.
He might. I definitely think he might because I think everybody else is coached up right now.
Matt Lopez says this was a good match, and I love Red Velvet. Yeah, Red Velvet's got something to her.
She does.
Spunky. I don't know. It's got some spice to her. There's something about Red Velvet. I'm like, yeah, she's feisty. Feel like she just got a little attitude.
Yeah,
in the ring too.
Yeah, I can rock with Red Velvet.
Oh, Quills, we know it was 3 minutes. We were equating that to my 2 minutes that I made a reference to before. Did somebody say 3 minutes? Rosie and Jamal. Classic, man. I was going to say this before. I'll say it again. WWE does not need Sasha Banks. AEW needs Mercedes Moné. WWE have way too many women in their company, including NXT from their developmental brand.
They do.
I think Mercedes was looking for who's going to give her the matches and the time that she wanted, and she's probably going to be looking to do other projects.
Right.
She's a star. Not going to lie. The timeless lock. Tony said she was going to smell Deanna. Yo, the women's division has been the best part of these shows for the past few weeks. I'm not kidding.
It definitely has been.
Tony Storm and Red Velvet was a very good match. Ankle lock for the win. Storm was very different, and Red Velvet deserves better. Nah, Red Velvet's in a fine spot where she is right now, I think. She's doing all right. Big business equals top dollar. That's the swerve. You stop it. Did Pete Carroll retire yet? I don't know if he's done. I don't know if he's interviewing.
I didn't hear anything about him interviewing.
Yeah. Yeah, Cray, I saw what you put. That was where the reference was from Derek, but he gets no mentions on this show. Tony Stark, Iron Man. apparently, Mercedes Moné is going to work more with New Japan as well. Is that confirmed, Matt? Let me know. So we know where they're going with this Revolution. We got ourselves a big title match coming up. I'm looking forward to this Sunday, March 3rd, Greensboro Coliseum. Get your tickets now. They're moving pretty quickly out in these streets, I heard.
They are.
So get there. I didn't pay attention to a lot of the collision matches, so if I say it, then we're just going to announce it on here. I'm sure Matt will have them in the chat as well. Orange Cassidy's interviewed. Orange Cassidy on Saturday at Collision is going to be defending his international title against his fellow Chaos member, Ishii. Trent seemed very unhappy by that.
Yes.
I feel like there's a heel turn coming soon.
I think so too, because I think Trent's been harboring some feelings for quite some time, and he hasn't been really elaborating on them. But I think the direction that he's going with his feelings is the right way to go.
Derek just wants to see him beat someone down.
That's right. Or Trent deserves it.
You're going to be doing a trios match on Rampage. I assume it's Orange, Trent, and Rocky Romero, who's been there. So they're going to try and set that up. Yeah, just awkward tension between them. So keep a lookout for that for the upcoming weeks. I don't know if they're going to do something with it or not, but Trent's been acting weird. And like he said, he was like, isn't it weird? You're facing like someone in chaos. We're all in a group.
Right.
But we'll see. Maybe this is leading to a big match between those two. Moving forward, let's get into this match. CMLL versus Blackpool Combat Club. Listen, I'm going to give you an overview of this because all of these competitors, amazing.
Yeah.
If you didn't see the Danielson match versus what was his name? Is it Hisero? Am I saying that right? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Someone's going to yell at me in the chat for it. I'll take it. The gentleman from that they announced he was going to wrestle last week. Amazing match. Different style watching CMLL. And these guys went out here and crushed. I've never seen some of these moves before. Head scissors being done in reverse style. Claudio just swinging people and their ponytails flying. People jumping over the top ropes, diving on the people. Right. Danielson and Moxley ready to beef at a moment's notice. Like, get off my partner.
Right.
And that's what they were just going in.
They most certainly were. This match was definitely, you know what? This whole night has been very good. Very, very good. What so, did you ask for?
Yeah, it was a fun matchup. If you like luchador wrestling, and they were getting luchador chants, lucha libre, people loved it. Now, Claudio got the win using a low blow. Dirty bastard. He hits him with a low blow. He gets the pin. And after that, the other CMLL guys who were in the crowd watching jumped the barricade.
Yes.
It was on. There was beef. And then all of a sudden, Christopher Daniels, Matt Menard, and the rest of the homies came out from the back. And it looks like we're getting like an AEW CMLL like square down. But AEW's the heels in this situation.
Yeah. AEW. I like it because I feel like we were watching them on the cusp of trying to be like the new superhero, but now they're like with CMLL, it's like now they're Luthor. We're gonna be Luthor right now.
I like it. I want to know when AEW goes down to CMLL. Got to send the Blackpool Combat Club down there to cause some chaos, maybe.
That would be the first ones that you send.
It would be. Connor said, did you have red velvet cake for your birthday? No, sir, we did not. We did not. We had a plain old cake. Just plain Jane. It was good, though. Might go to Revolution if I can get tickets the day after off work. Hey, make it, Connor. I think it's going to be a good show, bro.
It is.
According to Fightful through Andrew Zarian. Andrew Zarian, the Uncle Jesse of the wrestling community. Show him some love too, man. And I say that because Mattman always showed me love. Andrew, Rich, MG, and all those guys, they've always shown me love on Twitter, been very kind to me. So make sure you guys show them some love as well. CML Invasion coming to AEW. Terrell, you're not wrong, brother. This match was awesome. Connor says Lucha Libre always delivers. Pro Wrestling Shootout, I was eating dinner during this one, and I'm sure it was good, though. Lucha. 100% can see CMLL part of the Forbidden Door. I think you need to add them in. We've seen a lot of the matchups that New Japan has to offer now. I think what they need to try to make Forbidden Door is this big, what's the word I'm looking for? Like cultural matchup, like a big smashing of TNA, CMLL, New Japan. Everybody, let's get as many people in as we can and do different matchups. I'm not saying make every match a four-way, nothing like that. You can do that. Good. But maybe have the junior heavyweight champion defend against CMLL from New Japan. Why not? Or do a triple threat with an AEW guy. Maybe if AEW's presenting it, all AEW wrestlers will be in it. Darby and those guys against each other. You could do that stuff. You could do Danielson maybe versus the Tanahashi, I'm just making this up. And then you can have on the card Claudio versus Mystico.
Right.
Do some different matches. It's fine. I think Tony Khan would have fun doing that. That's your one show where you can book whatever you want.
Right. The ideas would be endless.
Right. That's a show for people who love all kinds of wrestling. So you could put those matches on if you wanted to. CMLL versus BCC was a very good match. Constant action from start to finish. Claudio with the low blow finish cheapened the victory due to the ref bump. That dirty Claudio.
Hey, I respect it.
He said Danielson Fiend going to Mexico.
Oh, dude. They go. That's going to be pure gold.
I remember when couldn't pay the rent. Now I own the whole building that I'm living in. Here you go with the lines. With Brian Danielson on his probable last contract for active wrestling, do you see him bringing up Daniel Garcia to the Blackpool Combat Club as his chosen replacement? You could do that. I also could see Dais is going to go part-time, I think.
Yeah.
He's going to have that Roman Reigns schedule for them, which I think is fine.
Yeah.
Put him only in big matches. He'll be like, I want to work with you. Okay. That's it. That's the only match he's got to do. Gets hurt, you won't even notice he's gone because he'll be like, yeah, I'm out. He doesn't have to be there every week to build up. Sky's the limit when you're never – why am I reading that? Mercedes tweeted that. Hey, CMLL and New Japan DLC for Fight Forever, please. For free, too, right? For free. Mystico versus Matt Sydal for Rampage. Heck yeah. Bring back Air Boom. CJ's the only Air Boom fan ever, right, bro. That was my jam. Backstage, the Undisputed Kingdom beat up Chuck Taylor. Thank you, Undisputed Kingdom. So, moving on. Tony Khan. He's got a big announcement.
Big.
You guys ready? Here's my Tony Khan. I'm so serious. Should I just do it? Thanks, guys. Tony has become so relaxed in these, and he always hits that line. And I'm like, here it comes. Thanks, guys. Tony just comes off as just like the biggest fan. They're much better, though, than what he used to do. Like, live and stuff.
Hey, guys. Like, the wide-eyed, like, bro, you don't need to be that way. Tone it down. A little bit of decaf.
No, the worst was the Giannis Antetokounmpo yelling names like that. Like, Tony, you gotta chill, bro. Yeah. We gotta get you that that rah, you gotta get that promoter voice, promote it. He was out there going crazy. I'm like, bro, you're gonna lose your voice yelling like that. ROH 2, you got that right. ROH DLC is needed for Fight Forever. We're gonna talk about that at the end, too. Huge announcement, guys. I thought it was, though. I thought it was a big announcement. Chad Schrader in the chat was good. Where's your Brock Purdy jersey at? We ain't wearing that. I ain't rooting for neither of these teams.
I need the 49ers.
Here you go.
I need the 49ers to win. Wholeheartedly, bro.
That's your pick?
That is.
I do think the 49ers are going to win.
That is the holy grail right now.
You can't say that.
I need this to happen. Because I'm sick and tired of Taylor Swift.
Thanks, Derek. So. Thanks, Derek. Wednesday, March 13th, TD Garden. That's Boston. Boston is the home of Mercedes Moné. Look at the letters. Do not let Renegade L2K fool you in the chat saying this is Big Show font. Do not let him fool you. He will put up examples, and it does look like Big Show font, but do not let him fool you that this is Paul White.
Right.
Could you imagine that that's his new name from now on?
Yo.
It's Big Business! Dude, where's Hobbs? He slammed me on that car. It's Big Business tonight! Something and you never know.
I promise you, dude.
Yo, y'all don't know when Derek's mad, but I do. When he says, yo, I promise you, dude. He is mad.
I promise you to the highest of high heavens.
This is top tier pistivity, folks.
I'm telling you. Don't do that shit.
Yo, I'm telling you, blame him. Yo,
don't do it. I promise you.
Yo, shout out to Grill Master. We said this earlier too. Tony should hire Scott DeMore. We said that in the opening. Yeah, for sure. Speaking of announcements, why press it tomorrow in Vegas? Perhaps WrestleMania 41 location. I definitely think Mania is coming back to Vegas. It's been too long, far too long. What are y'all thoughts about Disney, Fox, and WBD creating a sports streaming service? And do you see AEW going to that service? I forgot to mention this, Derek. Hold on. We got to get serious for a second.
Wait, what happened?
Derek's not up on the messages. But I'm not sending them to the group chat, apparently. Disney, Fox, and Warner Brothers Discovery are joining up with a streaming service for sports. So, Fox.
Well, I don't trust Fox.
Well, they own everything, bro. I can't tell you. NFC games, get ready.
Yes.
Warner Brothers Discovery, though, they got the NBA. It's like joining together a bunch of different things, and then Disney, you know, they own everything. Hockey.
This is just too much.
Well, no, this is smart. So this is like streaming becoming like cable. They're like, no, we're all together, so when you buy our package, you can watch all these sports.
How much is this going to cost?
They haven't announced any prices yet. They just announced that they're going to come together right now.
I promise you do. I better not hear nothing felonious coming out of anybody's mouth, especially Disney and Warner.
What if it's nine? Okay, he's good with that. 20 per month. Dial it back, bro. Yeah. Island bank. How about 30? Y'all know that Netflix would be like that. Remember who told you first, bro? When Netflix $30 a month, I'd be like, man, Conrad was right. Derek got the Niners winning because I can't stand Taylor Swift. Big wording and Big Show font. I'm gonna put it up again. He told you.
I promise you, dude.
I would let not. Listen, there ain't no way this ain't Mercedes Moné. They got Mercedes Moné, bro.
I guarantee you.
I've heard from good sources that it's Mercedes.
I guarantee you I will flip a table personally if Big Show shows up.
I hope he does, just to fool you. Then you're going to be like, yeah, dude, you got to flip that table, bro.
Oh, I'm going to flip it.
Speaking of the truth, Chiefs going to lose because of the Swifties. Terrell, why are you saying that? Damn, D going after the Swifties. Why don't you just diss the BTS Army next? Well, now, well, it's BB now. No more BS. Big business. Someone said pause, play. Yo, why you write Big Show like that, bro? Yo. James, yo, James from Wrestling Shoot, ultimate troll, bro. He will get you pissed to the highest levels of pissivity. I'm not joking. Also, this new sports entertainment streaming service will connect if you are subscribed to Max, Hulu, and ESPN.
So I have Max.
No, no. He's saying that it will connect if you are subscribed to them. So it sounds like they're going to share the library and then let each other use it. Does that make sense? Get one of our platforms, share it, now come over. This is smart. This is like cable.
Bro, I promise you, this better not be expensive.
AEW can use that Swifties viewership.
No.
Talk. Hold on, player. Hold on, player.
No.
No such thing as bad money.
Everything she touches is bad money.
Most popular artist in the world right now, bro. Possibly. Who got over? Who's more popular?
Everybody.
That's a lie.
She's close to like damn near 40, still making kid music.
I mean, say the same about Drake. Some people said, by the way, do not Google his name today. But yes. Yes. I didn't, but I know what's out there. Derek will flip the whole house and Big Show gets added to that WrestleMania 40 main event. Well, it's big business. Quills play. Drake and Bad Bunny though. hey. Thank you, Derek. She always breaking up with people and making songs off of them.
I'm telling you, dude.
Shout out to Rob. It's me. Hi.
Yo, Rob, you getting a swift punch to the throat, bro. I promise you, dude, you get a swift
punch. I don't know if I mess with him right now. It's not like I can smell him cooking up something downstairs right now. And it smells like it's going to be Disney bought the rights to stream Taylor Swift's concert on Disney Plus. Hey, money's money, man. Drake definitely needs to stop talking about the club and his little high school drama puppy love relationship. We need petty Drake, though. Drake's pettiness is at an all-time high, though. It's entertainment. Derek, I agree. I hate how the NFL uses her for 3-second viewing, but damn well WWE would want her. Yes. Taylor Swift used to babysit for Jeff Jarrett, for people who don't know. I am on team Derek. I agree with whatever money she touches is bad money. I better stop hating. Yeah. I don't give a F how you feel. Anti-Hero is a banger, Rob said. It's a good song, man.
Nah, bro, you get the Swift punch.
Real Master said, hi, it's me. I'm the big business. Yo, James, you got people here trolling. Rob cooking them Al Green grits. He down there singing up. Me and Drake need to stop with talking about them times in Degrassi. The Jarrett's and Taylor Swift still have connections. Hey, all money is green. That's what I'm saying. They trying to get that bread.
Here we were supposed to have the Niners.
You just mad that they ruined that play.
They ruined it.
Here you go. All the conspiracy theory people were like, she cashed in that money in the bank and they brought out Taylor Swift and then changed plans.
Bro, when was the last time you saw Taylor? I looked this up, bro. Correct me if I am wrong. She has never been to a football game until October of last year.
We don't know if she was backstage watching. Maybe she was in the box.
She wasn't on TV.
We don't know that. I don't know. We watch every game. Maybe she was in Cleveland watching the game. We don't know. Someone's paying for them Browns tickets. Still a team.
It ain't work.
All right.
No, bro.
Any boss that needs Paul White, he's equivalent to when Shaq was on the Celtics. Renegade, we might have to boot you out tonight. What you doing, bro? What you doing right now? Shake it off, Derek. Shake it off.
Yeah.
She has it, but the NFL loves ratings. Look at what they got for Peacock viewership. That's true. Listen, like I said, who brought up Jessica Simpson?
I would have taken that.
Jessica Simpson and Tony Romo. I forgot about that.
I would have taken Jessica Simpson.
Derek trying to maintain his player hater of the year hate on Taylor Swift as Nigel McGuinness hates on his heels. Yo, for real. If I feel you, Derek, it was supposed to see the Niners, but we saw Drake's Niners instead. Shaking my head. Also, keep Paul White off my television.
Thank you.
At this point, I just feel like I have to do it one more time. Well, sorry, y'all.
No,
I'm sorry, y'all. It just had to be done. No. Here you guys go. Travis Kelce invited the fade. Yo, y'all leave that person alone. Listen, big business, TD Gardens, Boston. It's Mercedes. All right, I'm telling you.
It better be.
It's gonna be boss time. Y'all remember who told you?
It better be.
It's me. I'm the problem. All right, I'm done. Next match, Chris Jericho versus Kodosuke Takeshita. Chris may think other people forgot. I ain't forget. So, yeah, Don Callis ends up nailing him in the head with a screwdriver. He threw a chair in the ref sees it. He goes to grab the chair like, what are you doing? Screwdriver to the head. Jericho then gets put into the walls of Jericho. He tries to get out. He fights the urge. And then they crank in that lion tamer. He got a tap. Jericho takes the L. Can Tanosuke Takeshita get a belt or a title shot?
Please.
Y'all playing around, man. This dude's been beating world champions left and right. All right?
Yeah.
I'm going to need that cosign. All right?
He deserves that.
Just sign on the dotted line. Let this man get his match.
Yes, please.
Give him his match. Kenosuke Takeshita deserves it. I'm done. Stop playing. He could have beat Orange Cassidy a while ago. He could beat Roderick Strong, too. That's fine with me. He could beat the Ring of Honor champion, Eddie Kingston.
Something. Just give him a title.
Give him something to do.
He needs a title.
Watch out, Christian. We got more Taylor Swift comments. So the owner of Carbone's Pizza is getting called up to AEW. Who is that? Jericho is getting dumped on in the comments. Match of the night for all times. Take dump Jericho on his dome. 10 out of 10 match. Wow. Takeshita needs to take that belt off Orange stale ass. The orange juice is spoiled. Yeah, they went right back to it. The juice is loose. Kenosuke Takeshita finally got his win back over Jericho. He had to. He made Jericho tap with his own submission. Gosh dang it. Give him a title shot. See? Y'all get it.
He definitely deserves it. I think it's time. It's well past time, actually.
Yeah. It's Takeshita's time.
Yeah.
Guys, main event time. Let me know what you thought of the show. Also in the chat or put it down in the comments below. I'd love to hear from you guys in the comment section. No matter what. Show me some love down there, man. AEW World Tag Team Championship match. It was a tornado tag match. Interesting font they use there for that. I like that. Ricky Starks and Big Bill versus Sting and Darby Allin. Let's go. New Jack Sting was in full effect. He's jumping off rafters. I don't know why. Y'all better not miss catching this man, because if you don't, he gonna turn into dust. It's over. Sting was great here tonight, and I love that the fans of Arizona showed him love. His kids were out there. He showed them love. Sting is battling. This was a great match. Darby got hit with the best Big Bill boss man slam ever.
Yes.
He dove to the floor, bro. You know Darby, head first, million miles an hour. Big Bill catches him and swung him around. Boss man would have been proud. Ray Traylor, Royal Rumble 2000. Punching people in the nuts when they don't see it out of nowhere. He would have been surprised. Just boom. Do, 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 do. With the nightstick. Boss man would have been proud, bro. He dropped Darby straight down. Derek said, this man must have a death wish tonight. And I was like, you're just figuring this out, bro. Darby does not care, bro. He got choked into a like slam. Like it threw him up and threw him back. Darby was everywhere. Well, Sting and Ricky, they had a great exchange. Ricky hit Sting with a Scorpion Death Drop. I thought it was over. I was ready to cry. They had me in my feelings. Ricky then moves out of the way of a Stinger Splash, pulls the turnbuckle pad. Sternum first. I can just feel it. Bruce sternum. Sting's getting up like, oh, I can't. Ricky hesitates.
Didn't want to.
And fast forwarding, Ricky goes for the spear. Sting catches him. Turned that some sideways, grabs him, Scorpion Death Drop, boom, One, Darby then is taking Big Bill, who walked up with him in a sleeper hold and couldn't get in the ring. I loved it that he tried to go over the top. He was like, I can't fit with him. And if I try, I can't bend down because then he's going to lock me in the sleeper.
Right.
Darby comes around the front, gouges his eyes, and just sends him through a table with a stomp. Yep. Beauty. 2-3. Game over, bro. Game over. I love this match, bro.
This match was really good. So my fear automatically kicked in.
But we didn't. Well, hold on. You talk about after?
Yes.
You can tell them what happened after, Derek.
So, Sting and Darby.
And Sting's sons.
And Sting's son. You can say they collectively won the tag team titles. The kids were up with it. You know, the star power, you know, my kids were there. They helped motivate me to get the titles. Confetti everywhere. All of a sudden, you see Nick and Matt Jackson.
Nicholas and Matthew, they like to be called now.
Nick and Matt.
It is no longer called the BTE trigger. It is now the EVP trigger. Thanks, Excalibur.
Yeah, everything should have been called the EVP something. EVP, I shine your shoes. EVP, I take your spot. EVP, I take your belts. Everything, left and right.
Gotta chill, bro.
I'm just saying.
They were wearing all white suits. They hop in the ring, beat down, white baseball bats. Where do you get these? I have no clue. Darby's bleeding. Sting is getting beat up. The kids got even beat up with the bats. And then the Bucks throw the belts down on top of them.
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to be a championship match at Revolution. And they're going to use their EVP powers to abuse this and just take the title shot, I bet. That's their how they got to it.
A lot of tables are going to be flipped.
I think they're going to be going through a lot of tables too with Sting. that match is going to be wild, I think. I think it's going to be a good match, though.
It should be another tornado match.
Right.
It should be.
I'm learning some stuff in the chat here. Renegade says, what's the Super Bowl meal, fellas? I don't know what I'm having yet. I'm hoping it's probably going to be leftovers.
I might whip up some egg.
I'll probably be having leftover Philly cheesesteaks.
Yeah, actually, I was thinking about doing that.
My
steak shaving.
Where you at, bro? What? Where are these rolls for me, bro?
That's what I'm saying. I might bring them for that.
All right. I'll allow it. We playing around, man. I did not know Carbone's owner wrestles under the name The Business for NCW locally. I know NCW. I have not went to one of their shows, but I should check them out one of these days. Pizza and ice cream. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Nope. The return of Sting, Jack. This match was fun. Ending was good, too. Yes. Darby ate that Boss Man Slam. Matt with a knife, a butter knife, and a fork. Mania meal. Dwayne cocktail weenies. Come on, bro. Yo, quit calling that man Dwayne, too. That's disrespectful. Y'all don't know him. Yo, that sidewalk slam catch was wild. Perfectly done. Big Bill's really good, bro. I ain't gonna front. This match was fun. Jericho Takeshka was a decent match. Takeshka didn't need the help from Don Callis with a screwdriver. He tapped out Jericho. Nice touch. Yes. AEW 8 out of 10. EPW 10 out of 10. My guy, Matt. Thank you.
I can agree with that.
I gave tonight's AEW 9 out of 10. Great show, Chad said. My match of the night was Team Sting. Conrad, Rob, Derek, podcast, always 10 out of 10. Thank you, Chad.
Thank you.
It wouldn't be better if Sting's kids whipped the Young Bucks when they're twice their size. Sting kids, I drive Diesel.
That's what I'm saying.
I know one son almost played football. I don't know how deep he went. I don't know if he tried out for a team, but I know he played in college.
Either way, they both cut.
Congrats to Darby and Sting, new AEW tag champs, EVP booking, Matty Duck and Nikki Duck. they look like the two lost members of the Backstreet Boys. We better see Matt and Nick in a pool of blood.
Missing members of DuckTales.
Yo, chill, Rob. He giving it a thumbs up show. The Young Bucks in the blindside attack on Sting's sons. Darby was absolutely deplorable. Talk about being an opportunist, but we all know the end game for this. Tornado Tag Team, our standard rules for AEW. You have to do those matches for Sting, though, because Sting needs to be able to add to the craziness that's going to go on, and Sting can't. Yeah. You don't want Sting sitting up there tagging in and out. And
yeah.
It works if it's an 8-man tag and you got a bunch of people in there, but Sting needs like craziness to protect him.
Yes.
That's just me. Give him little things to do, spots, lots of people involved, and Sting will be fine. Sting in the ring one-on-one would eventually, you would see like the plottiness, the slowness, and he's trying to hide that, mask it. That's the purpose of pro wrestling, folks. Sorry, too insider maybe for it. Derek, what do you think of tonight's show, bro? Best turnaround in a minute.
It has been. You know what? Yeah, I'm gonna go with an eight. The only reason why I say an eight is because the Konosuke and Jericho match kind of slowed it down for me. That kind of slowed it down.
And honestly, that was probably the best match. I'm gonna go 8.5 out of 10 for tonight's show. I'm gonna give this the Pizza Hut experience, as BJ says. You know what? The Pizza Hut buffet. Ooh, right there for you. Endless slices at noon. No ranch, though. No dipping sauces. They have wings there when you went to the buffet? I can't even remember. It's been so long.
That's a good question.
It's been a minute.
I think they did.
Probably so.
No ranch.
Bucks are dressing like yuppies now. See American Psycho once. DJB Tazzy said 9 out of 10. Great show tonight. And as always, great stream. Tazzy, yo, check out my guy Tazzy. Tazzy's been streaming Monday Night Raw, NXT, the pay-per-views, all that. Go show Tazzy some love. And shout out to my guys at the Insiders, Joe and Jeff. They do TNA watch along. So make sure you guys check them out as well. You better tell them I gave them some free publicity tonight. I better hear it tomorrow on their show. Ace says 8 out of 10 for him. BJ said 9 out of 10, EPW 10 out of 10. No one outdoes the EPW, the real Pizza Hut experience. Y'all need to get free pizza for all the joints you mentioned tonight. Yeah, a lot of pizza mentions. Yeah, someone sent me the Big New Yorker.
Right.
Or the Stuffed Crust.
I had Stuffed Crust in a long time.
Or the Drake Meat Lovers.
Nah, bro.
Nah. Don't be Googling that, everybody. Kiki, do you love me? A lot of singing tonight, too, on the show. We'll find out what Derek's favorite Taylor Swift song is one of these days.
I don't know.
They said in the super chat, you got to answer it. You have to pick one.
In the super chat?
Yeah, you got it, bro. You got it. You got to show love. When someone sends you money, you got to just be like, all right, what do you want? You got to pick a Taylor Swift song. They didn't yet, but you better start thinking. Hubs comes in. He says, typically, as you leave a company or the business, you should leave with a loss. But in the case, I want Sting to win. Remember when Corbin beat Angle? We don't want to see that again. I like Baron Corbin. I feel bad for Baron Corbin. He gets a lot of hate, I think.
I think he got the real...
I think that was just a booking problem. It should have been Cena and Angle. That's what it should have been.
Should have been neither one.
No, I'm saying Angle losing to Cena wouldn't have been as bad. I think Cena could have carried him through a match at that time.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't do it. They should have did that. Tazzy said, I got you, bro. Thank you, Tazzy. When I worked there, we never put wings out, and we made 18 slices of medium pizza pie. Saved that money. Pause. Play for the pizza. Baron Corbin is so much better down at NXT. That is a fact for those who are watching.
Does he lose the money that he gets paid?
No.
Okay, good.
Contract's a contract, but he's just getting a ride. Someone's going to eventually look, though, and be like, in Tuesdays, are we paying you this much? Bucks don't deserve to retire a legend like Sting.
I agree with that. They don't. They don't deserve to retire any kind of legend.
Have a heart. Sting picked them.
Cold as ice.
M.O.P., baby. Let's talk that Fight Forever DLC real quick. So we put this up earlier. This is a screenshot from AEW's game streams. I think they're streaming Final Fantasy or something. But I actually came in to ask the question later. But they said, I said, did I miss what the Season 3 DLC was? And they said, yes, you did. Swerve Strickland is going to be the AEW DLC. And the pack is called Swerve to the Beach for Season 3. Interesting. I wish that AEW Games would tell us what's in the entire pack.
Right.
Or what are you planning? I wish we knew more, but I am excited about this. It looks like we're getting an outside venue. If you look at the background, there's a building, palm trees, some type of, I don't even know what this is called, like AEW logo board all around it. I'm with it.
That's what it looks like.
Let it rock. And us getting Swerve is great. I saw some people complaining, like, where's Nana?
Do so much at it at one time.
Listen, I support the game because I want another game.
Right.
You ain't got to be like me. But we need another game. Yeah, I don't know. I want them to do better. I wish they would communicate more with us. They're fighting up against WWE 2K. WWE 2K looked like they took the notes for things that they should have had, and they've added these things in. Me and E have been talking about this privately. Brian Williams came in. He did good things. I'm sure they wish they would have kept him and listened to him now, but here's my rule. If this don't deliver by the end of season three, I'm going to be campaigning for a new developer for this game. That's it. I don't believe it's AEW's fault. I think a lot of this stuff falls back onto the developer.
Yes.
You've had all this time. So what have you been making? And the community managers have told us, like, oh, these were already pre-planned for season one and two. That's fine. Now it's season three. So now what are you going to do? What are you going to give us now? What are you doing?
Yeah, you gotta step it up. You have to step it up. Like, we need you guys to show and prove right now, because WWE is right around the corner.
And like I said, here's what I'll say about Fight Forever that's positive. I prefer their gameplay engine. I prefer their gameplay. I prefer their controls over the WWE 2K games. What they need are the modes that 2K has in to keep you playing.
Yes.
Community creations. You need to have modes for people to do stuff. Even I would rather it be their own spin on things, but modes. Come on in. Just say, like, oh, this is what we're going to do. But that's something I would expect in a sequel.
Yes.
So I'm not as mad at them as other people. Some people are like, oh, I can't believe they don't have Universe. And I'm like, they don't do Universe, bro. That's a WWE thing.
Right. You can't have...
You can't have something that people have been working on since the year 2000, bro.
Right.
It's 2024. They've had 24 years to add on that engine. It looks like this.
Yeah.
You don't have that. You know what theirs looks like? This. That's all they got. There's only one pie in the oven. That's it. This ain't Thanksgiving meal. They come out with all the platters, and they're like, here you go. Here's some code from one. Here's some code from the PS2. Here's some code from three. You can't do that.
Yeah.
So I hope AEW gets it together, and I hope they can find a way to bring people back in.
It would be nice.
I think Tony Khan should also get a deal with Warner Brothers Games, WB Games.
Yeah.
Add that into your television deal.
Yeah.
Say, yo, need a TV deal for video games, bro. I know you don't want to hear that. You can make that part of the money. It's coming right back to you. Boom. Let's work on this. And Tony, they own the engine. You just transfer the engine over to them. I say delete that UX code and start over.
Yeah. Yeah. The UX code has to be trashed. Separate. I don't know
if it's all salvageable. Maybe it is.
I don't think it is.
If you can't do it, hey. Let's go to the comments here real quick. He said, Brian took them talents to South Beach and 2K is a fuller looking game. Hey, tough L. Birthday Man, it's over. Regarding Fight Forever, that game did not deliver. I'm sorry to say. It's going to be bad, though, when people stuck with 2K. That's all I'm trying to tell everybody, because you don't get video games every day. Ask TNA where their games have been. Haven't had one in many, many years. I don't want to see that happen here. I said the same thing. I had to sadly remove it from my PS5 last year. It failed. Give me a story mode and a competent creative mode. This is more than WrestleMania X8 than No Mercy. Don't make unlocking Brody Lee a game of luck. It wasn't, though. You just had to follow the story mode. Pick the right character type, and then it would have worked. More World Tour than Revenge. Yeah, that's what I said. It was their World Tour game. To be fair, it's not worse than 2K20. That's another thing people forget, too. I'm like, I saw people go right back to WWE after 2K20. That should have been like, yeah, you ain't never getting my money again. So there's hope, AEW. There's hope. Raw 1 and 2, gosh dang, Raw 2 was so bad. Happy birthday, Cameron. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate the love. Appreciate the love. And let's not forget Sega Dreamcast Royal Rumble. Oh, I had a friend who bought that game. Not good. Not good. Only like 10 wrestlers. After what WB Games did to Rocksteady, bankruptcy on them. Where do they go then, Rob? I don't know. Someone tell me gaming companies where you want to see AEW go towards then. I don't see a lot of people like, yeah, let's pick up a wrestling game. They want games that are going to get crazy with it. Yeah. Like, you got 600 mil? Like, no. You want, you got a billion? Eazy-E said TNA dogged Wrestling Code. Yeah, they tried to, you mean. Scott was interested in making a TNA game, but he's out. Yeah, that sucks. For the record, I wanted you to be right, Conrad. No, no. I think that there's I wanted Fight Forever to be better too, but like I said, man.
Making it hard. Yeah. Really making it hard for us to want to stick with it.
It's hard to stick with it, but then again, like I said, there are things that are better than WWE to me. Right. I don't know. I think if people play it long enough too, you find redeemable factors. I think it's a game that's more fun if you play with friends who are at the house with you versus just playing someone online or trying to get matches and stuff like that. But that's how everyone plays now.
That is. That is how everyone plays.
Yeah, Royal Rumble on Dreamcast was weak AF. WB Games also did Hogwarts Legacy. They have a lot of studios, Rob. I support AEW Fight Forever, but 2K has my money. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Brother Conrad, Brother Derek, listen. Come on, Hub. Come on, Hub. One day we'll have the talk because I'm going to tell you something that you don't know. But I can't say it on here when it comes to this. It's a 3-year game. They can patch it in over time. They got to be patient. This may sound silly, but limited entrances, that's really bad. Really bad for who, though? Whose job is it to create that game? The developer.
Yeah.
Everyone said they, remember, they copied code from WWE. If they copied code from WWE, they should have copied that creator wrestler. They should have copied over all that stuff, too. They did it. It's a nice try. It sounds good. Blame Ukes. I don't know what happened.
Right.
I really don't, but that's on them for coming out like that. AEW pays them to make the game. You think, like, WWE has anything to do with their game? They may say, like, here's some ideas. And they'll say, can you do this? Yeah, we could do that. But other people, it's what it is.
Right.
Patch it. Just make a new game. A new game costs more money, though. They spent $10 million. What do you want them to do? They have to fix the problems. If they made a new game, it would have the same issues. Vance says, no, this got to stop. Sup, Conrad, Derek, Conrad, how much I got to pay you to go live? And let's talk about Scott DeMore thing. You missed it. Vance, we talked about it in the beginning. We've been live since 10:10, sir. Hubbard, most people skip intros after the first time you watch. You watch 5-minute-long intros of 2K every time. Think about it. Back on PS1, they had full entrances. They did not. They did not have full entrances. How can they have entrances be a thing in 2024? Your thoughts? Because I don't know. I don't know what Ukes was doing, bro. I can't tell you.
I don't even think they knew what they were doing.
Yeah. I think Tony was putting money in and he stopped giving them money because he saw what they were doing. He's like, where's the rest of the stuff that you promised me? Go back to the interviews. Wrestling fans are detectives when they want to be. I want you to be a detective. Go back and listen to the interviews. Interviews from like 2020. 2021, 2022, before this game came out, and listen to what they were saying was going to be in the game. Where did all that go? Ain't no way, Sway. Ukes overpromised and they couldn't deliver
what
they were supposed to give them. And even if they were only going to get a couple mil, if you delivered on this game and this game sold well, what do you think was going to happen? Yo, another contract. We need you.
Right.
Boom, you're going to make the money. What did they want?
Who knows?
I'll talk to you. If you really want to talk, we can talk privately about it, and I'll tell you a thing or two. All right? I promise you. I got answers. Big business. Derek is all elite. Dang it. Yeah. Not easy. Watch the video on demand. Cool. Hubbard Wrestling, let me just say, SmackDown 2 Know Your Role is the greatest wrestling game of all time. Bugging. No mercy. Give me that Aki engine. All them games are wonderful. Yes, they did, Conrad. Attitude had full entrances, bro. They sucked, but they were full. But they were chopped, bro. Like, they're playing you in it.
Right.
It's like, someone's there, someone's not. Then they're on the entranceway. You could chop them like that if you wanted to. SmackDown had them intros with the Tron in the back. They were not full until about SVR. Yeah, that's what I think is full, at least. They had them 1 minute timers until shut your mouth. Remember Triple H had us get our lazy butts off the couch and told us to... Those were bad. I hate Attitude, though.
Yeah, Attitude.
I know, Kyrat, when TK said big business, Bun B is all elite big business. Man's wild. Yuke's got PTSD from working with WWE, suing them all them times. They couldn't trust TK on a handshake. SmackDown 2 didn't have full intros. Attitude had arenas with stairs instead of ramps. Yo, E knows the wrestling history like me, bro. The video games, we be like, nah, fam, this wasn't it. It was bad. That elevator music at Warzone. Oh, yeah. Warzone. Ahmed Johnson promos in Warzone. Oh, we talking man. Bad wrestling games now. I was like, what did he just say? Ahmed Johnson was just talking crazy.
Very.
I know you're not talking about them stiff, old school mocap Attitude era intros, B. And the bodies are doing that. Attitude was supposed to be the greatest game ever, too.
It was. It was definitely supposed to be, but No Mercy came along.
Thank goodness, right?
Yes.
Listen, people, tomorrow, you guys want to talk that WrestleMania kickoff? I'm going to be on Hubbard Wrestling Weekly with Sean. Go subscribe. We got to show some love, so make sure you guys are over there with my guy, Sean Hubbard, Hubbard Wrestling Weekly. We're going to be live, me, him, and Jesse, talking some pro wrestling. Show us some love. TNA Impact didn't have full entrances. It must be harder than people think. Warzone had that Kiss My Grits. I remember that song. Will, what's good? He said, hi, from UK. Dynamite was mid. Ending was awful. Glad Sting got a last title, but Young Bucks are boring. Swerve and Hangman, good. We enjoyed the show tonight. I thought Absolutely. It was really good. It's been better than it was for the last few weeks.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, with the chicken sounds, yes. Look at you guys bugging in the chat, man. Keep that. I'll slam you on that stack of dimes. You call it neck. People remember them joints.
Yes.
Yo, Attitude, wild game. Memories, but so bad at the same time. Yes. But we were playing it back then.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Listen, guys, me and Derek, we are out for this episode, man. I appreciate y'all. Get ready. Like I said, we'll be live on Hubbard's channel tomorrow. Go over there, click his name, and subscribe as soon as we end this. For myself and the man they call Derek, we are out for this episode of EPW. We'll be back next week with another AEW Dynamite review. One.